Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Balanced Pep Rally. Join Tom Marquis and $2 Bill Josh as they break down all the high school action for you. Right now, here's Tom and $2 Bill Josh for today's Pep Rally.
All right, boys and girls, welcome to the Ballots Pep Rally. My name's Tom Marquis, El Presidente, and right alongside me, as always, is the man with the plan, the guy with his very own jersey, Mr. $2 Bill Josh. I know you're out at Giants Stadium tonight. Tell us what's going on there tonight as we start the Ballots Pep Rally.
All right, well, tonight's senior night for the Ben Davis Giants, and they're trying to do something that they haven't done since 2004, won 7 games in the regular season. So it should be an awesome night. I know Tom's planning on coming out here and joining me here in a little bit. We have a couple of good friends. We have a son graduating while doing senior night tonight, so I know Tom's going to be out here in a little bit.
Yeah, I plan on coming on out there as soon as we finish up the show and catch, pretty much the second half of the show. Now, we got a lot of games to cover, and hopefully we could get Mr. Gary Snyder to call in. I know he's got a lot of things going on in the dad world right now, but so hopefully we can definitely get him on. So, Josh, high school football night. All right, let's start breaking down the game, starting with the one that you're at right now. Ben Davis, great team. Of course, we talk about them just about every week right here on the Pep Rally. Tell us what's going on there tonight. What are the keys to the game tonight?
Keys for the game tonight, Ben Davis should win this game rather easily. The sectional is only 2 weeks away. You want to stay healthy. You want to put this game to bed pretty early. Be able to play your JV and freshman team in the second half. If you're Lawrence North, you want to get a win, it's your 2-5, and you want something to feel good about going into the sectionals. Also, for the Ben Davis Giants, they need a win tonight and a win next week, and they need Center Grove to beat Warren Central next Friday night to win the conference title outright. But if Ben Davis can win out and Warren Central gets stripped up in one of their two games, then Ben Davis will share the conference title.
All right, Josh, what other games are we covering tonight?
Warren Central's at home against Terre Haute North. Speedway is playing at Lutheran High School. We got some games going on up in the northern part of the state. There's not too many exciting games in the southern part of the state, at least not tonight. Most of the good games are tomorrow over at Lucas, as they're having a quadruple header at Lucas tomorrow.
A quadruple header. So, who's all going to be out there at Lucas tomorrow, Josh?
Decatur, Roncalli, Southport, Greenwood, Mooresville, Plainfield, and I forget the other two schools in that conference, but every school in the Mid-Indiana Conference will be out there. Beach Grove is also in that conference.
Okay. Well, a lot of good conference. You mentioned that about the conference. A lot of good teams going on head to head. Obviously, this is the time of year where sectional time is developed. And let's talk a little bit about some of the conferences that are going on out there. Obviously, right now at top of is Warren Central, top of the 5A. They're obviously a fantastic team, 7-0, unheard of. What's going on with them tonight?
Well, they're at home against Terre Haute North, and Warren Central is 7-0, although I had the privilege of talking to Coach John Harden a little bit earlier this week, and he did agree that Ben Davis, the Warren Central, caught a couple of lucky breaks against the Giants. But still, 7-0 is impressive. You can't take anything away from an undefeated team. Another conference battle, not in the same conference, but Brownsburg is hosting Zionsville. Last year, Brownsburg went into that game 6-1 and lost the last two games of the year. Tonight, Brownsburg enters the Zionsville game with Fishers to come next Friday night, 6-1. Obviously, Brownsburg doesn't want to lose the last two games of the year. Again.
Okay, are you there? Did I lose you, Josh?
No, I'm here. I think we had a bit of a technical difficulty.
Okay. Well, another really good team here in Central Indiana, which is obviously doing a great job. They have a rating of a 92.62, is Center Grove. Obviously, Center Grove is a great team and has had some really good games. What's going on with Center Grove tonight?
Well, Center Grove is looking for some revenge as they got absolutely taken to the woodshed by the Giants last week, 49-14. This is senior night for the Trojans as well. They're looking to get back into the win column heading into the sectional tournament. Everybody wants to win the last two games of the season heading into the sectional tournament. And something to keep your eyes on, the teams that are able to win the last two games of the season are the teams that are going to advance far in the state tournament. So if Ben Davis and Warren can win the last two games, there's a good chance they're going to advance to the regional and the semi-state. Whereas if one of them does it, they're likely to end the tournament pretty early.
Well, up on the northwest side of Indianapolis, obviously one of the teams to really look at is Pike, and Pike always plays a good year, and they've had a good year along with that in that same division as well as Perry Meridian and New Pal. So what are some of the things that are going on with them tonight?
Well, Pike is starting a new quarterback for the second consecutive week. They benched a Purdue recruit, Aloyus Gray, who had been their starting quarterback, due to some behavioral issues and some other issues going on up there, Pike. Being a high school program, they're not going to release that information to us. And here on the pep rally, even if we knew why he got suspended, we want to make that public knowledge since it is a high school student.
Okay, so we don't know why he got suspended is what you're saying.
No, they're not releasing that information to anybody other than he was suspended.
Okay. Well, hopefully, we can find that out here in the very near future. And obviously, as soon as we can get Gary to call in, we'll talk to him a little bit about, obviously Fort Wayne Dura and some of the other Fort Wayne schools, Mishawaka. Now, one of the teams that down there in Southern Indiana that's always a good team to watch, and obviously has a lot of history behind it. And in fact, my nephew plays for them, and that's Evansville Wrights. Evansville Wrights has a great, great team this year, and I tell you what, they're right up there at the top with Mishawaka in their division as well. So what are your thoughts about those two teams?
Well, they have a great chance to meet in the state finals down at Lucas Oil Stadium, and it'd be awesome if your nephew could make it to the state finals. You mentioned he played, so he started, and if so, what position, Tom?
He is a tight end, and he is not a starter. He's a starter in junior varsity, and he's not a starter on varsity, but he'll get there. He'll definitely get there. So, yeah.
Well, he's somebody we'll have to keep our eyes on the next couple of years. As I imagine, since you said he's on JV, he's either a freshman or a sophomore.
He is a sophomore. He's growing up. Absolutely. Now we've talked about your game out there, obviously, and there's a lot of other games going on across the state. So as we can get to those games, we'll talk about those games. We will, and when Gary gives us a call, we'll talk about some of those across the other state. But tonight, Indianapolis Chatard, obviously a good team. So what are your thoughts on that game tonight against Gurren Catholic?
Well, it's the battle of the Catholic schools again, as it seems to be every single week for Chatard. We don't have time tonight to get in to should private schools be allowed in the state tournament. Now, in our state tournament issue of the pep rally, we'll get into it, but I imagine Chatard should win that game by 20 or 30 points, win it rather easily. Gurren Catholic's a good school and a good team, but Bishop Chatard is a great team, and a great team beats a good team 7 days a week.
Well, I agree with that, and I always like to watch Chatard play. They're always a good team to play, and so I know that they've got another good game going on down there. In speaking of private schools, Indianapolis Ritter, they play Indianapolis Senia, or however you say that name. What are your thoughts on that game?
Again, Ritter and Seneca is another battle of the Catholic schools. Ritter's looking to get back on track heading into the state tournament and prove that they are a two-way state title contender. Seneca, unfortunately, is just kind of playing out the rest of their schedule. They know they're not really going to do much in the tournament, although high school football tournament is my favorite tournament because you never know what's going to happen. But that should be another great game. Another game I wanted to talk about is the undefeated Speedway Spark Plug, 7-0, at Lutheran Saints, who I believe are 2-5. Speedway's averaging 45 points a game in a game that's only 48 minutes long. Now, is that impressive or what, Tom?
Those are pretty good stats, absolutely. And again, guys, you're listening to the wrap up right here on Blog Talk. The wrap up. You're listening to the pep rally right here on Blog Talk Radio. My name's Tom Marquis, El Presidente. Alongside me is Mr. $2 Bill Josh. We get back from a break. Hopefully, we'll be joined by Mr. Gary Snyder from the Gary Snyder Show. Help us break down some games up there in Northeast Indiana. We'll be right back right after this.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, T-Balance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
All right, welcome back to the Balance Pep Rally. My name's Tom Marquis, Al Presidente, and we are breaking down high school sports across the state of Indiana. And, Josh, I know you're out at the Ben Davis game. How's the crowd turning out there?
It's turning out pretty good. I just had a chance to watch my favorite part of high school Friday nights and my favorite part about college Saturdays, the marching band. I know you're a big fan of those too, Tom.
Oh yeah, I love the band. So now who is Ben Davis playing tonight?
They're playing Lawrence North, another mid conference team. Ben Davis enters the game 6-1. Lawrence North enters the game 2-5. So one would think could be a lopsided affair, but that's the thing about high school Friday nights. You never know.
And that is one good thing about high school football. You do never know. And any given Friday, it's always exciting. Get out there and support your local high school. Chances are you can find one within about 5 or 10 minutes of your drive from home. If you don't have kids in high school, still go support your local high school. Another good game up there in Carmel on the north side. Terre Haute North and Carmel going at it. Josh, what are your thoughts about that game?
That should be another fabulous game. That's a game I wish I could be at. But I'm an alumni here at Ben Davis, and it's alumni / senior night, so I'm kind of obligated to be here.
You're obligated to be there. Are they going to beat you up if you're not?
No, I feel like I've been at every home game since I was a freshman. So.
Well, that's good. Okay, Speedway at Indianapolis Lutheran. What are your thoughts about that game?
I think Speedway is going to win that game. They're 7-0. They have a good chance to run the schedule and go undefeated and win the state championship. Look for them to win that game somewhat around 49-7.
49-7. That's not a win. That's an arse whooping. All right, Southport down south at Bloomington North. What are your thoughts about those two teams? Obviously, both of those are very good teams in their own right.
Well, that should be a good game. Both those teams are trying to get some momentum going into the regular season. And I do believe I've heard that Coach Kevin Wilson's going to be at that game tonight. So fans, if you get a chance, stop by and say hello to him. He's a pretty approachable guy.
Well, that's good. Obviously, he's probably down there looking for some help because, as we talked about just a little while ago and yesterday with Jimmy the intern, IU does need some help. So I'm sure he's out there scouting the talent and see what's out there. Pike Central, another good two teams, Pike Central and Southridge. Are you familiar with those teams, Josh?
Those Southridge is down in Huntingtonburg, Indiana. Pike Central's down. I'm not sure, but I know it's in the same area. Southridge is a pretty good team. They're usually a contender for the state championship. That's probably the best Southern 2A game of the week. Actually, I have a couple of friends playing down at Southridge, so should be a good game. If you're down in Huntingtonburg with nothing better to do, go check out Southridge.
Very good. Always a good game to watch Southridge. I remember I used to play them when I was there, which reminds me of another team that we used to play when I went to Castle High School, Heritage Hills at Forest Park. Are you familiar with those two teams?
Well, I'm not too familiar with Heritage Hills other than it's alma mater, former Colts tight end Ken Dilger. He's still one of my favorite local media guys, so I've always kind of rooted for Heritage Hills because of Ken Dilger.
And you know what other, you know who else, quarterback playing right now in the NFL went to Heritage Hills?
That's what I thought would be Mr. Jay Cutler. Jay, I hurt my knee, Cutler.
Mr. Jay Cutler comes out of Heritage Hills. So Heritage Hills does have a great history with football. Obviously, Castle. I played with Castle. They play Evansville Modern Day, which is known for their wrestling down there in the southern part of the state. That's going to be a good game. Always a good game between Castle and Modern Day as well. Josh, any thoughts on that game?
That should be another good game. I'm not too familiar with those teams, but I do know both those teams are usually pretty good to make deep runs in the state tournament, so that should be another exciting game.
Well, speaking of good games and good teams, Brownsburg taking off at Zionsville tonight at 7 o'clock. Bulldogs have played some phenomenal football this year. Josh, what are the keys to that game?
Brownsburg needs to keep the ball running as they got a three-headed monster running back. Any one of them are capable for going for 100, 200 yards in the game. A couple times this year, they've all gone for 100 yards in the same game. Brownsburg looking to return the favor to Zionsville last year. Last year, they both ended that game 6-1, and Zionsville blew out Brownsburg. This year, Zionsville's down a little bit, Brownsburg 6-1. And you know, Brownsburg would love nothing better than to blow out Zionsville tonight.
All right. And Brownsburg, like you said, has just played phenomenal football this year. So really exciting to see them. Anderson at Muncie Central, another good game there.
That is another good game. I've had a chance to see both those teams play this year as I've been over and working in Richmond every day, and I stayed a couple of Friday nights, and they both played Richmond this year. Those are two good teams. Should be a competitive game. Low scoring, but it should be competitive.
Okay. Well, I'm kind of waiting on Mr. Gary Snyder to give us a call. I know he's headed home. He has to stop and pick up a pizza for the family. So he promises he'd give us a call, kind of break down what's going on in the games up there in northeast and northwest Indiana in the Fort Wayne area. So we haven't forgot about those games. And, guys, obviously we want to hear from you, our listeners, so you can certainly tweet us or Facebook us any high school game that you'd like for us to cover right here on the balance pep rally. We'd love to hear from you. My name is Tom Marquis, El Presidente. This is the pep rally. You can find us online, www.thebalanceonline.com, or follow us on Twitter, TBalance, or Facebook, just search The Balance. All right, Josh, Lawrence North. We've already talked about them at Ben Davis. Lawrence Central at Franklin Central.
Lawrence Central is in the state championship game last year. Looks like they had the potential to get there again. And before I forget, I wanted to go ahead and remind our listeners, I do believe next week me and Tom are going to be bringing the pep rally live together from the Ben Davis Carmel game, as that should be a classic next Friday night up at Carmel.
Absolutely. I think we are planning on being at that game together, so it's going to be really exciting. Another exciting person to have on the pep rally every week is Mr. Gary L. Snyder of the Gary Snyder Show. Gary, what's going on? High school football in Northeast Indiana. Of course, Marion, Huntington North, your clan of people, but there's a lot of good games going on up there, so Mr. Gary Snyder, welcome to the Prep Rally.
Well, I think we have Richmond making the long journey. Why did they put Richmond in the NCC? They have to have the longest drive about anywhere. Anyway, they are making the drive up to Huntington North tonight, where they will get manhandled by the Huntington North Vikings. The Vikings coming off a very good win at Muncie Central, 28-14 last week. The Vikings, other than the Marion game, have found how to hold on to the ball. When they do that, they play well, and they win a lot of those games. So I look for Huntington North to come out strong tonight, run the ball strong, as they always do, and probably end up winning this game by at least a touchdown.
Yeah, I think
is that your media hat or your your homo hat?
I do not wear a media hat. I wear a homie hat.
Well, that'll be
a
good
homer.
Win for him.
I wear my homer hat.
That'll put them at 500 at 4-4 if they're able to pull that win off against Richmond. And obviously next week, the last game of the season for Huntington North is going to be a pretty good game against Newcastle as well. What are your thoughts on looking forward to that game?
Huntington North seems to have Newcastle's number. Newcastle's got a couple of wins under their belt. I know one of them came against Marion and was not a very pretty win, but they did get the win. So I look at Huntington North probably to win that game in the regular season at 5-4 and then 1-done in the sectionals.
Josh?
I think Huntington North should take Richmond to school tonight. I've had a chance to see Richmond play a few times this season, working in Richmond every day. But I have to agree with you, Gary. Why is Richmond in the same conference as Huntington North? Now, I do know that Richmond would love to move into a conference with schools that are all the other schools are based in Ohio. I do believe there's a technicality, whereas if they play in an out-of-state conference, they're not eligible for the Indiana High School Tournament.
Well, Josh, we work for the same people. We'll call them. We both do the same job, but with different offices. And you actually work in the Richmond office, so you know what a drive that is. That is out in the middle of nowhere, and they're going to the middle of nowhere. So it should be almost like a home field advantage for them.
Now, you got Marion with homecoming tonight playing Kokomo. Kokomo coming in with just a huge winning streak. Marion can put up some points, and if their defense can just perform at any level other than just awful, this looks to be a pretty good game tonight. Marion has a very explosive offense. They're averaging about over 40 points a game. Kokomo coming in ranked, strong offense, strong defense. Marion homecoming. I look for this game to be close, and don't be surprised if Marion pulls off the upset here tonight.
Well, that'll be a very good game, absolutely. Another good game up there in your neck of the woods is Fort Wayne. Is it Dewar, like the beer or the whiskey? I mean, how's that sound? Say, what's the correct way of saying Fort Wayne Dewar? 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 Dunger? Dunger?
I'm sorry, Tom. I did not hear it. You were kind of breaking up. Maybe I'm hitting the dead zone.
I apologize. I said another good game going on up there in your neck of the woods is Fort Wayne Dozier against Fort Wayne Snyder. Obviously, both of those games are a good game. How do you say that? That's what I asked.
Swinger.
You.
Fort Wayne that? Bishop Dwinger.
Okay.
Bishop Dwinger.
Well, they're going up against a. Go ahead. They're going up against a very good.
I'll wait for you.
Okay. Well, they're going up against a pretty good Fort Wayne Snyder. They're only 3-4, but Fort Wayne Snyder obviously plays a lot tougher teams than Fort Wayne Dugert. But what are your thoughts on that game?
Well, you got I think the Dwingers, a 3A school, taking on the 5A school of Fort Wayne Snyder. You're right, Fort Wayne Snyder does play a tougher schedule than Dwinger. Fort Wayne Snyder not up to par on what you expect from a Fort Wayne Snyder team, but I think they'll still be strong enough to handle Fort Wayne Dwinger tonight, probably by at least 2 touchdowns.
And another interdivisional 4A and 5A team going up against each other from Fort Wayne there. Columbia City is taking on Fort Wayne Carroll. That's going to be a fantastic game. I think that's one of the marquee matchups in the state. What are your thoughts about that game?
You know, Carroll's coming off a disappointing loss to Homestead last week. They're looking for blood. Columbia City, while they are a pretty decent team this year, I don't think they're on the same level, both offensively and defensively, as Fort Wayne Carroll. I think Carroll takes this one easily.
Josh, do you have any questions? We still got to get we've got to get the hot dog report. They play Blackford tonight. What are your thoughts on the Blackford Frankton game?
Well, I'm not sure that the hot dogs are going to be able to get much going tonight. They're looking to have an awful season so bad. In fact, they're rumored to be interested in bringing Colby back, but there's no way he's leaving Kokomo High School. But did I hear you say the head coach of Fort Wayne Snyder sitting at the 3-4 record? I don't know if you agree with me or not, Gary. You better start winning some games here in a hurry if he wants to come back next year.
Yeah, you know, Fort Wayne Snyder is a perennial powerhouse, and you know, for them to be sitting at 3-4 right now, you know, those people in the north part of Fort Wayne aren't going to take that for very long.
And it's the battle of the north and the south up there, Fort Wayne North against Fort Wayne South. Real quickly, what are your thoughts on that game?
Well, you know, as much as I hate to say it, Fort Wayne South is not a very good football team. And as much as it pains me, Fort Wayne North is. And it wouldn't break my heart if Fort Wayne North lost every game going out. I don't think they win this. I don't think they lose this game though. Fort Wayne North takes this pretty easily.
All right, guys, that's going to do it for the pep rally. Josh, give us the 1-minute timeout. Gary, we will talk to you on Monday.
Later. Don't forget to tune into the rebroadcast of last night's Gridiron, especially the last 20 minutes. Where me is super fan, lets you in on why we're both such big Colts fans. And we talked everything Colts from Tony Dungy to Curtis Painter to Pierre Garçon to Jim Irsay in the last 20 minutes of the show. But it was a great 2 hours. Make sure you listen to the full 2 hours from 9 to 11.
That's right, guys. The rebroadcast tomorrow, 9 to 11, guys. This has been the Pep Rally. Go out there and support your local high school football team. And cheer them on tonight, as you've only got 2 more weeks left in high school football in the state of Indiana. This has been the Balanced Pep Rally on Blog Talk Radio.